This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexican President Obrador has dropped out of the summit for the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden was not inclusive, denying Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua an invitation. It's a setback to President Biden's leadership as China's influence in the region is growing. Ukrainian troops were engaged in fierce street fighting with Russian soldiers as the Kremlin push for control of the eastern Donbas region continues. Elon Musk has a right not to consummate his acquisition of Twitter and a right to terminate the merger agreement. That's according to a letter from his lawyers to the Twitter General Counsel Monday morning. Musk has been complaining of resistance from current Twitter employees as a sticking point. As some may want to remember, today is National VCR Day. It's also musician Prince's birthday. He passed away in 2016. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
National Hockey League playoff hockey tonight as the Rangers will be at the Lightning, 8 p.m. Eastern. A man sentenced by a Wisconsin judge returned with a vendetta.
Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who gave Udy a six-year prison term in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources tell several outlets that names, including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan, were on it, along with Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Mexican President Obrador will not attend this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden declined to extend invitations to three authoritarian countries in the Western Hemisphere, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. The snub by America's southern neighbor is a blow to Biden's effort to assert regional leadership. As lawmakers in Washington are focused primarily on hardware legislation, the root cause for someone to pick up a gun and do something terrible is not included. Tightening school security is something lawmakers can do. That would have an immediate impact. This idea from Republican Representative Scott Fitzgerald from Wisconsin on Newsmax.
What we saw last week, I think, was kind of a hodgepodge list of gun bills that had been laying around, authored by different Democrats. And when the Republicans came back in Judiciary Committee, we had, I think, a nice list of some very thoughtful things that could be done immediately. You know, kind of things that bigger concepts that, quite honestly, some of the states have been implementing before anybody at the federal level had even thought of some of these ideas. And I was part of that back in 2018 when we put some school grants out there Many of the, we had over 1,300 schools in Wisconsin participate. And yeah, they hardened. They put more security measures in.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. John Tamney is back with us, the director of Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. We're going to talk about his brand new book, When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me.
Well, I tell you, I love your book for many reasons, and I'd say paramount is the focus on liberty. We often say on this show is that the highest calling that we've been given as those who are made in God's image, if I might say this, John, is that God gives us freedom. It's not the Constitution. It's not a reigning president or a Congress. Liberty, freedom comes from God himself, and we know this to be true because we know that if it was up to man, then what man gives, man will take away, right?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We were born, and the founders were clear about this, that there's certain rights that are just natural, and we were born free. And my view is more that in being lucky enough to be American, we owe it to ourselves to cherish what is first and foremost of utmost importance, liberty. This is such a rare gift. Yes. So much of the world throughout global history has spent time in shackles in varying ways. We are a country, the first country in the history of mankind, founded on skepticism about politicians, skepticism about human nature, which it has a tendency to try to control others. And we said, no, we're going to limit that. And so when people started making statistical arguments about why our freedom shouldn't have been taken away, I would say, stop right there.
Right.
Never take away someone's freedom. Never give away your freedom. It's the greatest thing. It makes you the envy of the world.
Mm-hmm. And you bring a good point here, and I want people to catch this, because I think you're exactly right, John. This is the era that people enter into, and that is they want to start talking statistics, and people's eyes glaze over. It loses its force. You can't reason, and I say this on both sides, you cannot reason with unreasonable people. But I think when you talk about freedom and you talk about liberty, what does that mean to you? It takes it out of that measurement. It takes it into what the founding fathers understood was an idea, an ideal, an aspirational goal. And when you talk about it in that context, statistics go by the wayside, right? Because what matters most is, are you freer today than you were yesterday?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's so easy to make the arguments that we've seen a lot of. Well, you know, the CDC said that over 90% of those who died with the virus had several comorbidities. Mm-hmm. There's the other one about how, well, if you're not in a nursing home and if you're reasonably young and healthy, your odds of dying are microscopic. Okay, it's intriguing, and it's a way to win an argument. but it's a way to lose the long-term battle because it implies that if something threatens us enough, that politicians have the right to take away our freedom. And what the point I keep making is the more threatening a virus is, if the virus had in fact been a major killer of babies or people in their 20s, that would have even been a stronger argument to not take away freedom. Again, who needs to be forced to avoid behavior?
Right, exactly.
Cause you to avoid death. The more threatening something is, the less there's a need for political force. And so liberty is its own virtue. Stop at liberty and don't get into statistics. It's a losing argument.
Exactly. Well, the title of the book, When Politicians Panicked, what happens when you panic, you get out of your lane of effectiveness, your defined line of where you operate most effectively. It's like you let go of reason and you're like a hot air balloon that's been suddenly untethered and you're pell-mell all over the place. And to me, when you look back at the last 2.5 years under COVID, that's what we were. We were just this hot air balloon flying left and right. We didn't know who to believe and what to believe, John.
Oh, absolutely. And you put it well that it takes you out of your lane of effectiveness. But there's something more to it, which I think is what you're saying. When we panic, we suffocate the market. Let's never forget that the people are the marketplace. And what did we do in 2020? We said the marketplace doesn't matter. We gave power to very few politicians. Now, even if these politicians were geniuses, they would still not know more than the people. The people know exponentially. Their combined knowledge is staggering, which speaks to why do markets work?
Exactly.
Because it's not that there weren't experts in the Soviet Union, but they can never supersede the genius of the collective knowledge of the people. And in 2020, we said the knowledge of the people doesn't matter. We're going to hand power to the very few. Is any surprise that a crisis ensued? By definition, it was going to ensue. Politicians said, unless we take away your freedom, there will be a crisis. They achieved the self-fulfilling prophecy. Of course they created a crisis because it's always going to be a crisis when you take away the freedom of the people, when
exactly.
You intervene in their natural doings.
Mm. Yeah, John, I like to look back on history. And, you know, my old mentor used to say, if you want to know what somebody is going to do, look what they've done. And when you look back in the history of these politicians that we surrendered our liberties to, what was in their toolbox to give us any indication whatsoever that they were capable of handling something as massive as this pandemic?
There was not a thing in their toolbox, and there wasn't, because they are limited. They're human beings. Again, it's possible that Bill Martinez, you are the smartest person
right.
opining in the world right now. It's possible that you're smarter than every other one of your listeners. It's not unreasonable to speculate, but all of your listeners, their combined knowledge is so much greater than yours that it's not even close. Your
exactly.
listeners are a market. You're one. And I wouldn't trust you with my livelihood any more than you should trust me, any more than we should trust Rand Paul or Ronald Reagan. Name the person we like. Markets work because they're an expression of freedom, of people doing with their best knowledge and creating information and creating products and services by working together. When suddenly you take away the marketplace, which is humanity, you get what we got, which was economic desperation, 25% unemployment, businesses dying, and people literally losing their minds.
It was just suicide, wasn't it, John? I mean, really, the plans that we followed here, we followed the advice of the Imperial College. These were the wunderkinds that gave us, you know, all these predictions for climate change, right? What was going to happen? And they went dormant here for about 20 years when their prophecies did not come to fruition. They really needed to stay quiet. But suddenly, COVID comes out, and they're predicting 2 million people are going to die in America, right?
Yeah, they're predicting it. And by virtue of the number they predicted, we knew it wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because if the virus had been a big killer, Americans would have locked down in ways that politicians could never have dreamed of.
Exactly.
Which is the point. The more threatening something is, why do you need to take away freedom in addition to?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that their predictions are always wrong, that's a given. To be fair to them, the best investors in the world will admit that they get it wrong almost as often as they get it right.
I'll tell you what, John, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side when we come back. More from John Tamney after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
We're back with the American America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with John Tamney, the Director of Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. He's the author of the new book that you must read. I'll tell you, this will re-engage your sense of liberty and reason that we lost in the process of 2.5 years of COVID, because we literally lost our minds, ladies and gentlemen. We did. We surrendered our liberties and our minds to people that had no business being in charge in the first place. I'm talking about in charge of our own individual freedoms. The name of his book, When Politicians Panic. John, I wanted to pick up from where we left off before. We mentioned the Imperial College. They gave, again, false prophecy, false expectation. I mean, even in the street, I'll tell you, that is anathema in Wall Street. If you do not hit a predicted quarter measurement, you'll lose your job very quickly. But somehow, in the realm of health and this sort of thing, whether you belong to the WHO or you're Dr. Fauci, you have this air factor allowance that allows you to say goofy things, and when they're not realized, somehow you still are allowed to still speak into the minds of the American people.
Yeah, no, you hit it on the head. In business, if you're wrong consistently, you're out of a job. In government, it's the path to more funding. But it's an important thing to stress. There's this view out there, and I think to some degree our side creates this perception that we think markets aren't fallible. Markets, by definition, are fallible. That's the point. See, in a market, when you get something wrong, markets are constantly correcting for errors. In Silicon Valley, just about every company, a startup out there, will fail this year. The best investors, the best traders in the world will admit that they're wrong almost as often as they're right. The difference is they have to take their losses. They have to take in information and say, we got this wrong. Government, when it gets something wrong, it just doubles down and triples down and it gets more funding. And it speaks to the danger. Anthony Fauci has gotten, the virus wasn't the first thing that he got incorrect. In the private sector, he would have been long gone.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right, John, in your observation of this. I remember years ago reading about Hewlett-Packard, and what was so refreshing for me, John, was the idea that they embraced failure, that it was okay to make a mistake, because I had been groomed and raised in business in such a way that, boy, that was death. Making a mistake, having a failure, you know, You deserved public embarrassment and, banishment forever. And to read about how Hewlett-Packard embraced and welcomed, you know, failure and mistakes was refreshing for me, because I'm thinking, wow, here's this great company and look what they've been able to do. And you mentioned not Hewlett-Packard by name specifically, but you mention in your book about the celebration of failure.
Yeah, no, let's just use one example that Pixar, the arguably most successful movie studio in the world. What does Ed Catmull, their founder, say? He says, all of our movies suck at first. I mean, he's just honest with it. He says, we're uncomfortable if everything's going right with the movie. We know something must be going wrong. And so they, just like HP, they rush to their mistakes.
Right.
What does government do if an economic downturn is happening? They say we're going to fight the recession. And see, businesses recognize that the mistakes are what elevate them. By fixing them, they are improving what they're doing wrong. Government wants to subsidize the errors, and so they say we're going to fight the pain. No, the pain is sometimes necessary. The realization of errors, and that's what it speaks to the danger of giving power to people not governed by market discipline, because they don't know when to stop. In the marketplace, you're forced to stop committing errors.
Well, look what happened under Obama-Biden, right, with the recession, the longest recession we've had in our country's history, because to your point, they thought they could fix it.
Yeah. No, the conceit is in trying to fix it. There's this myth to this day that the 1930s were a consequence of just really tough economic times. No, Presidents Hoover and Roosevelt decided to try to fight a very short recession. And in fighting it, they just expanded the role of government. They expanded the ability of government to intervene in the natural workings of the economy, and they just extended the pain. Recessions, when left alone, are the surest sign of a quick recovery on the way, because the recession is the cure. It's what's forcing businesses to fix what they're doing wrong. When you fight it, you extend it.
This is the beauty of markets, isn't it, John? I mean, you celebrate markets because they have a, you know, I called it the law of capacity. Is the market has a certain capacity that it will rise to if left alone. I mean, President Harding, and you cite in your book what he did, and they just left it alone, right, by comparison, and look what happened.
Yeah, no, the trick is always to, when you don't intervene, the recession is quick. We never hear about the 1920 and 21 recession, and we don't because it was so brief, and it was so brief because President Harding did the opposite of intervention. And so the pain was brief, mistakes were made, they were corrected, and the boom was profound.
Yes.
It's when you try to fight the mistakes, fight the correction of the mistakes, that you really create the pain.
Once again, here we are. We find ourselves not learning from history, so we have to repeat it. And COVID gave us this grand opportunity to repeat the mistakes one more time, John. And like you, I'm praying that maybe at some point enough will be enough, but we still have that human condition to deal with that says that somehow we know better. But there's some serious takeaways that we can draw from this 2.5 years of COVID that promotes freedom, that is something worthwhile, that you can hand off to your son, and I can hand off to my children, and to to the next generation, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. We owe it to everyone to talk about this as much as possible, because if we don't get our narrative into the conversation, we will repeat history again. Lockdowns will happen again. So we owe it to everyone to make this part of the conversation and win the argument.
What did lockdowns do, John? Real quick answers on these things, because, again, remind people what lockdowns, what they intended, what they did.
They created desperation all the while limiting our ability to understand the virus.
And it just didn't work.
Of course they didn't work. It never works to take away freedom. That is the crisis, always, always, always.
And it killed the markets.
It killed the markets, too, but it killed the most important market of all. The human action is the ultimate market, and we took away freedom en masse in 2020 with predictable results.
What price, John, will we pay down the road? Because we've lost, I mean, how many businesses did we lose in 2.5 years with these lockdowns? I mean, we killed the dreamers. We killed their ambitions. I mean, what kind of long-term impact could this have on our country?
Well, it's going to be unseen. And never forget, Americans are the most entrepreneurial-driven people on Earth. They've been through much worse. Entrepreneurs stare death in the face every day, and so they will overcome this. But the unseen is endless. How many people will die early because they didn't get to a doctor on time, and so something wasn't detected when it could have been? How many people around the world didn't get to escape poverty in ways they could have? How many people will die around the world because so much medical resource was directed toward fighting off the coronavirus instead of tuberculosis and things like that are still major killers globally? The unseen here is fairly endless. $2 trillion in spending to paper over the mistakes of the lockdowns. How many Microsofts, how many Intels, how many HPs, how many Pixars will never get funded because so many resources were taken by government on the way to just subsidy of indolence?
A minute left here, John. Really important what John is talking about in terms of the impact on poverty that it had. America locking down and the dominoes, how they went down and impacted poverty around the world. And this comes from a country that says that we're so concerned about the poor. Right, John?
Yeah. No, don't ever let some politician ever again tell you that they're about the poor people. Because you look at what happened around the world when America takes a break from reality, the whole world suffers in a big way. And New York Times acknowledged this, that there were 285 million human beings rushing towards starvation around the world amid this economic slowdown that resulted from the lockdown.
You got to check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful book. When Politicians Panic, John Tamney, the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexican President Obrador has dropped out of the summit for the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden was not inclusive, denying Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua an invitation. It's a setback to President Biden's leadership as China's influence in the region is growing. Ukrainian troops were engaged in fierce street fighting with Russian soldiers as the Kremlin push for control of the eastern Donbas region continues. Elon Musk has a right not to consummate his acquisition of Twitter and a right to terminate the merger agreement. That's according to a letter from his lawyers to the Twitter General Counsel Monday morning. Musk has been complaining of resistance from current Twitter employees as a sticking point. As some may want to remember, today is National VCR Day. It's also musician Prince's birthday. He passed away in 2016. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. We're going to talk acne here, the most prevalent skin disease affecting up to 50 million Americans, around 85% of the people between the ages of 12 and 24. And while it can be a minor annoyance for some, severe breakouts affect more than just appearance and can negatively impact a person's quality of life, as you may know. While some over-the-counter products may help with mild acne, more moderate cases are considered a medical condition that is best treated by a dermatology professional. Now, with us is the dermatologist and Sun Pharmaceutical spokesperson, Dr. Julie Harper, and she's going to discuss factors that contribute to adolescence and adult acne in both females and males. Also going to talk about the four elements that contribute to acne and how hormones play a factor for all acne types in both females and males. Dr. Harper, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for letting me be on during Acne Awareness Month.
Well, no, this is awesome. I appreciate your time. Let's start with the basics here. What exactly is acne?
Well, I think acne is something that none of us appreciate when it's on us. One of my favorite questions to ask is, how many zits on your face does it take to mess up your day a little bit? And I think most of us would probably say one. So it doesn't have to be, you know, the most severe acne to be very bothersome and to impact that quality of life that you were talking about. But I think most of us kind of know acne when we see it, but we may not know what's just underneath the skin. And so what's happening, the stage of acne is the hair follicle or the pore, usually on the face, the upper chest, the back and the shoulders. And that hair pore gets clogged up with dead skin cells and oil. And that's what leads to those blemishes that we see, whether it's a blackhead or a whitehead or a really inflamed red lesion, a pimple, or a pustule when they're filled with pus. They can be deep-seated nodules that are painful. And many of these different types of acne lesions can even lead to long-term scarring that you really have forever. We see it in both genders, of course, and we think the cause of acne in men and women is very much the same. We also see it from early childhood down to probably 8 or 9, up into the adult years, unfortunately, and so up into even 40s and 50s for some individuals.
Exactly. You know, Julie, you talk about the impact it has on people who are suffering from acne. Well, I'll tell you, from a parental standpoint as well, parents are affected by this because when their kids are impacted, you know, by acne and they know they're having a bad day and it's all because of their skin and what's going on, I mean, this has ramifications beyond just the person who's directly affected, right?
I think you're absolutely right. That's a very smart observation. And we do know that people with acne, whether you're an adult or an adolescent, they'll change their behavior. They might skip a social event. They might withdraw socially. They may, in this world where we are doing Zoom and video conferences, they may turn their camera off and they're going to interact less because of their acne. So it really does have an impact on quality of life. And you're right, not just to the person who has it, but the people who love them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Julie, what are the four elements that contribute to acne? Can you break that down for us?
Yes, and it's important that we do. This is a little science-y, but these four elements are so important because there are appropriate targets for treatment. And so the four main things we're talking about here are going to be, again, that plugging of the follicle, where the skin cells down in that pore are just making too much dead skin and it's not sloughing off. So we have to hit that. Another target is inflammation. Another is the bacteria, Cutibacterium acnes or C. acnes. That's a bacteria that's involved in acne. And we need to remember C. acnes is on all of us. So it's not that, you know, people who have acne are infected. They're not. They are just mounting more of an immune response to that C. acnes than people who don't have acne. And the last one is sebum or oil, and that one is largely under the control of androgen hormone or male hormone. And that sebum is what makes people's skin look oily. It's also, because of those androgen hormones, why we see acne really take off, for example, around puberty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So how is mild to moderate acne typically treated?
We're always going to treat acne best when we keep those four targets in mind. So if you've got mild acne, we're going to be able to do that topically and maybe even with one product. But as the acne gets more severe, we may be adding combinations so that we're hitting as many of those four targets as we can. We may also be willing, as the acne gets more moderate to severe, to bring in oral medications as well. But some of the common products that you would recognize, for example, the topical retinoids, so that's tretinoin or adapalene or trifferritin, those are the products that are targeting that follicular plugging. And so, you know, those are an important, really kind of a cornerstone of treating acne. For C. acnes, we can use oral antibiotics or topical antibiotics. They're going to kill C. acnes. They're also anti-inflammatory. Benzoyl peroxide will kill C. acnes. The hard part to treat for a long time, really forever, has been the sebum component of this, because one of the ways we're going to target that is by trying to block that androgen effect. And so, again, androgen is male hormone, so we can give you a pill that will do that, but my male patients are not going to be happy with me if I block their male hormone. So we've been able to use those oral drugs, but only in our female patients.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Julie Harper. She's the founding director of the American Acne and Rosacea Society and is the organization's past president. She is a fellow of the American Academy of Dermatology and recently served on the AAD's acne work group. Julie, what are some things, again, getting back to the basics, things that we need to avoid when we have an outbreak? Because one of the things typically that, I don't know, reactively, we start touching our face, and that seems to create more problems. What is your counsel in regard to that?
Well, I would still say as a dermatologist, it's more important that you get on an appropriate regimen that's really hitting those four targets. You know, of course, keep your skin clean, but people with acne oftentimes are trying to overwash it or overscrub it. So use something gentle, wash your face twice a day, and then use those prescribed medicines the way that they're prescribed. Be consistent, be persistent with those. And back to the sebum part, we do have a new product now, relatively new, called Winlevi 1% Cream, and it's FDA approved to treat acne now in those 12 years of age and older. And it's a way for us to block that androgen hormone now topically. And so we can use this one now in men and women, not just in women. So, you know, I think it's less about what to avoid and more about what to do. Get in and get treated. Mm-hmm. We know a product like Winlevi that's FDA approved has been shown in clinical trials to be effective, also safe. The main adverse events only happened in 7 to 12% of people. They were things like skin itching, burning, and peeling. So we have options to treat. And so I would say get into the clinic and get on a good regimen to get that acne under good control.
Now, this Winlevi product, this is the first novel topical mechanism in nearly 40 years. Is that what you're referring to?
That is what I'm referring to. And shouldn't we be treating acne now different than we did for 40 years ago and maybe even 20 years ago? And the answer is a resounding yes, we should be. And so there's continuing innovation. This really is the first and only topical that we can use that will block that androgen effect. And that's important for our female patients, but it's really super important in the guys because we've never been able to do that before. That's what makes this a first and only. Mm. It's a topical product, so we don't get that full body effect. We get the topical effect of this drug, and we can use it safely in men and women.
Well, and to your point here, Dr. Harper, like you said, it's 4 decades we've been dealing with this. We should be pretty smart about this. And I got to imagine with the updated science in that, and especially with this new novel topical mechanism that you're introducing here, the results have got to be quite noticeable.
They are. And I would really encourage anybody who's listening, if you've had acne and maybe you've had an unsatisfactory treatment result in the past, please come back because we do have some new innovation in the acne space. We are really very motivated to get our patients all the way to clear.
Well, June is National Acne Awareness Month, as Dr. Julie Harper announced when we first started talking. Julie, where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, first, go to your dermatologist, but second of all, if you want more information about Winlevi, the product we were talking about, you can get full prescribing information at winlevi.com.
She's a dermatologist, and she just reviewed with us the 4 components of acne vulgaris and shared about this new topical treatment with the first novel mechanism in nearly 40 years, Dr. Julie Harper. Julie, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along for the ride. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where we want to go. Tim Graham is going to be joining us in just a few seconds. I know the headline sounds pretty wicked and crazy, but this is what the left does to us. Their loss of logic and connection with reason takes you to zip codes that you never thought possible and never experienced before. Tim is the executive editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
All right, so explain this scenario to me, if you can. Pro-abortion liberals that are against laws requiring ultrasounds before a woman could get an abortion. But now these same liberals that oppose seeing living babies now want us all to see dead ones, like the victims of mass shootings, right?
Well, it just depends on, you know, which cause you're pushing.
Right.
Yeah, you'll remember, yes, the pro-abortion liberals didn't want you to see executives at Planned Parenthood having a salad and talking about selling baby skulls for profit, and how they would get a Lamborghini. When they sold all their baby body parts. And, you know, there was one of those videos that they acknowledged, but there were 10 of them released. They ignored the other 9. So, look, I think that it's always silly, and we can go back. I can tell you about Walter Cronkite back during the first Gulf War in 1991. They'll always say, well, gee, we could really change more minds if we showed you grotesque images of death. And the obvious answer to that is, do you think people are dumb that they don't think people die in wars and that maybe when they get shot, they don't look good? You know, it is the idea that they want to say, well, people will be against school shootings when they see the dead students. It's like, no, I think we were against school shootings already.
Right, exactly.
Look, when you have something like this, just like Sandy Hook, where they said this, we've never had a better opportunity to push the gun, quote-unquote, reforms that we want. The iron is hot. The crisis is there. And so they're like, well, we need to hype up the emotion of this.
Exactly.
Because the emotion goads people into action. And then they get really mad because they're like, well, the NRA is going to just dilly-dally and delay all this until the emotion dies down. So, yes, we're in right now in the hot cycle, and they, you know, they want to get all of their quote-unquote reforms passed while people are still, you know, worked up. And you should be worked up at some psycho walking into a school. But, they don't want to actually look at the other factor in this Texas shooting that's so fascinating, which is, what on earth happened to the police standing outside for 40 minutes? What on earth was that?
Right. Exactly.
Gun reform ain't going to help you with that.
Well, and we had the same thing in Florida. I'm based out of Florida, Tim, as you may know. And we saw the same thing. You know, there were some like 36 red flag issues with the shooter down there. And those were all ignored. FBI investigations, everything else until, you know, here we have a disaster that takes place. But you cannot confuse emotion with the facts. Basically, when people are this emotionally hot, you just got to let them, you got to let them go. You got to let them fight themselves out until, you know, things can settle a little bit because, you know, statistics, the whole issue of a counter argument is, look, there's a time and place, and they want to, you know, they feel like they can move things, but time and again, the empirical evidence is that when we decide things based on emotion, we always end up with the wrong conclusion and the wrong law. And this has happened time and again, and unfortunately, when you've got the mainstream media propagandizing and supporting these issues, it really doesn't help because it doesn't bring us together as a nation, doesn't unify us in such a way, because as I was looking back, if you look back in the history of school shootings, you can go back to the 1700s. I mean, there were attacks on schools. I mean, 1700, 1800, 1900, all these shootings have taken place over, you know, 250 years. Are we that stupid? We can't figure this out. Are you kidding me? And it has nothing to do about the guns as much as it just does about common sense, about securing these soft places. We've known this for a long time. And the powers to be, the unions and others think that, okay, we're going to leave our schools be a gun-free zone. We're not going to protect our kids. Well, guess what? You know, the shooters know that. They know exactly where to go.
And you do have to wonder sometimes about how they're so opposed to, quote-unquote, hardening the schools and making them safer. And they're probably, these people are the same ones that said, well, we think the kids should be in masks for 4 years.
Exactly. Well, they'll steal your liberty in the process, but I'll tell you what, get one of Nancy Pelosi's grandchildren in these schools and see how quick that school hardens up, okay? I mean, this is the ridiculousness of where we are right now.
I thought their kids went to devout Catholic schools.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
To the pro-abortion liberals.
But I'll tell you what, if they did, and if there are any of the nuns that I was raised by, in the perimeter, there's no shooter that's going to get by these nuns, let me tell you. I'm just saying.
Down with the ruler, I guess.
Oh, with a ruler and the rosary, I'm telling you, they're lethal. They are black belts in hand-to-hand combat. You don't want to mess around with the nuns. They're serious. So, but
well, there,
that aside,
I mentioned, too, that they never want to acknowledge, which is, you know, these right. are... These shooters are broken, and they come from broken homes, and they never want to take, you know, any account of that.
Right, exactly. Well, and unless it fits, you know, the perfect narrative, if it's, you know, white on blacks or something that, you know, the media can really have fun with. But, of course, then in lieu of that, well, it's a gun. So if a gun's involved, then we're going to emotionalize that. You know, the news cycle being what it is, Tim, and you've seen this time and again, everybody gets all revved up. And this is why nothing really happens, unfortunately, because the kids are still left out there. And I don't even know. I mean, for these school districts and that see what's going on, and if they are soft and they don't do something about this, I mean, that is absolute insanity. I don't know what else they need to see and hear before they start exercising some common sense. Because this is really, it's commonsensical, isn't it, Tim? Or am I missing something here?
Well, I don't think you can stop all school shootings. And we could say, you know, background checks didn't help. And I think that, again, you know, there was security on this. At this school, it just wasn't where it needed to be, and obviously the police response wasn't good, just like, yeah, the sheriffs at Parkland weren't exactly heroes
exactly.
The way you expect them to be. Mm-hmm. And it is just sad when you ponder the idea that you had 16 cops or whatever standing outside this classroom waiting around.
I can't even imagine that.
It's just...
And the parents yelling and screaming. And
they tackled the parents who were trying to go in.
Right.
I mean, and the media can't exactly ignore that, but it does get in the way of their lobbying.
Yeah. Tim, you and I would have been arrested. We'd have been in handcuffs. That's what it would have taken, stop. And
yeah.
I don't blame these parents. I mean, what a heartbreak. And then you're hearing this, and you're not going to hear the full story. I mean, at least one of the kids bled out. Had they gotten immediate attention, they could have been saved. And God only knows how many others, could have fallen in that category, because they're going to do everything they can, including the one who's most responsible. He's climbed up. He's not saying anything in order to avoid any kind of liability. And so here we are. But I think that we exercise this demon so much that we miss the point, because we never come in. It's almost like a beltway hearing. We have all these hearings and all these investigations and everything. At the end of the day, you go, okay, what did you conclude? And what are we going to do different? We don't know.
Well, democracy is like this, though, and that is that you don't always get your way. And the liberal media gets very upset when they don't get their way, because they think they are democracy. And sometimes in a democracy, you hash things out and you can't make a compromise because we're divided as a people. I mean, I think that isn't really a surprise. I'm sure it's frustrating, but it's not a surprise, because that's kind of the way democracy works. And so,
but you got to have a conclusion, though, Tim, at the end of the day, be able to say, okay, this is what this is the juncture that we're here, and where we're at is that we cannot forego our liberties in order to do what some people would want to do, right? I mean, you got to bring us back to the Constitution. Go ahead.
You can go back to Columbine in 1999, and what you see in the media pattern is the Second Amendment arguments dry up. 90% of the advocates are all pushing this scrap the Second Amendment solution. That is what happens. That's, I'm sure, what's happening here. If we go back and we start counting up who gets to speak, you're going to have overwhelmingly people pushing the solutions the NRA doesn't like. And of course, the NRA at this point is in a very weakened state, but people still want their gun rights. People still take that seriously. And the liberals get upset because they're just like, why can't we finally shut this down? They're touting now, oh, well, in Japan, now that's ideal. You have to, you have to spend a bunch of money and get a psychological evaluation and wait a year for your weapon.
Well, and meanwhile, the threat that you had on your life is now gone because you're gone.
Yeah.
Which we've heard those stories far too often. And again, and your point's well taken, Tim, here that, we keep going because, again, outside of understanding why the Second Amendment and why we should be allowed to protect ourselves. And I say, look, if those on the left are so committed to that, then let all these politicians be the first example. Let them be the first ones to drop their guards and to make sure that any security they have around them doesn't have a gun, right?
Well, that hypocrisy is always there, whether it's legislators, whether it's celebrities.
Tim Graham, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy.
Supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.